When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along. There'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Jones and Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our 4th of July edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the Internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got Internet access. Now, the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the home page. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Well, it is a, I would say, hazy Sunday morning here after the 4th of July, and it is actually so overcast and hazy that we can't, Seattle doesn't exist. It's not there. And I couldn't see the mountains or anything. It was actually kind of eerie driving across Lake Washington over I-90. There was one boat out there, and it looked very, very eerie. But things are bright and cheery. Oh, I even rhymed here in the studio. And Animal World's production engineer, Gary Hill, is out of town. I think he's off visiting family somewhere for the 4th of July weekend. But nicely filling out his chair is Valerie Dunn. Good morning, Valerie.
Good morning, Martha.
And how are you today?
I'm fine today.
Do you remember where Gary said he was going to be?
St. Louis.
St. Louis. That's right. Because I had to tell my folks lived there right after they were married. And yeah. The stifling, hot, humid
He's
weather.
He's probably sweating right as we speak.
Of course, we can relate to that.
Yesterday was bad.
Warm here as well. Now, in the other studio, I'm delighted to say that back in the saddle again, Sandy Gaston, Animal World's co-producer and call screener, is here. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning.
And speaking of hot and sweaty... You just got back from
the tick capital of the United States.
From Virginia.
Yes.
Right? But you were telling me, because you were there, you were also visiting family.
I was.
Out of town. We're glad that you're back.
Thank you.
It's all girls' day here.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Well, like Dr. Al's going to mess that up when we get to Vet Sunday. We get Dr. Al on, but it's all girls' day here at Animal World. And we've already decided... that if anything goes wrong, it's Gary's fault.
It's Gary's fault.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. You know, we've already, you know, like, if things don't quite fire off exactly right, it's Gary's fault.
And, you know, Gary would go right along with that.
He would. He's such a nice guy.
He would be okay, fine.
He would take. But anyway, you were telling me that you actually had nicer, more comfortable weather in Virginia this week than we've been having here because we've been so hot.
I did.
What's up with that?
I have no idea. It was very breezy and very pretty. It rained almost every day, but just those little short 10-15 minute, maybe even a half an hour rain and then clear up. So it was very nice. And actually, a couple days near the end of my stay, it was downright cool. One night around about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I put a long sleeve t-shirt on.
Wow.
So, yes.
And then I talked to you once while you were back there. And I have to say, now that Sandy's back, I'm reminded once again that we in the great Northwest here must be grateful
for what we don't have.
Boy, I agree with that 100%.
Because I'm talking to her on the phone, and what's she doing? She's picking ticks off herself. So you had a little run-in with some ticks, did you?
Oh, my goodness.
That's all I can say is, oh, my goodness.
But you had them, well, it wasn't in your hair, but that Linda had them in her hair. They were crawling up your clothes.
And then I found one this morning.
Yeah, and you're already home.
Yes, I was already home.
That's how these critters get around the world, because people, they travel with people.
They do.
But and you were doing, well, what's that, the song, I Want to Check You for Ticks?
Somebody told me about that song.
Yeah, what's his name? Brad Paisley.
Yes.
You know, I want to check you for ticks.
Yeah, well, somebody should have been checking me.
Well, I was looking
in the mirror after a shower.
Because one made it all the way home to Seattle with you.
Right.
Of course, it's been blessed and released at this point.
Yes, it was. It was a little squished and didn't look so good.
Yeah. I have to say, I've been fortunate, knock on wood, I've not ever had a tick experience. In this lifetime, anyway.
Well, you know,
I'm not asking for one now. Thank
when
you very
I was
much.
Younger
say no to that
and
experience.
Did camping, I saw ticks, but I think I've had one or two on me in my lifetime. But this was crazy. I mean, as soon as you walked through the field, or there was beautiful property, and with this great stream running down it, and that's when Linda was invaded by the ticks. Everybody that lived there said, well, they never get on us.
They said they like dogs better than people.
Right. So I guess Linda and I both are too doggy.
Yeah. Well, you live with basset hounds.
Yes.
Kind of, you know, they kind of rub off.
Well, I guess they did, because, boy, I'll tell you, them ticks sure did love me.
Well, all right. We're glad you're back.
Thank you. I'm
and
glad
now
to be
everyone
back.
Be glad that you don't have to be checking yourself for ticks.
Boy, that's the truth. Or your dogs.
Yeah. Now, occasionally we do find them here. I can remember in my days of working in veterinary hospitals that occasionally someone would come in and their dog would have ticks, and they got them out of a field, a grassy, vacant field. Somewhere, sometimes some of the San Juan Islands, I think they were picking up ticks some places and occasionally, but it would be because somebody brought them in from Eastern Washington or somewhere. Anyway, I'm glad that we don't have to deal with ticks. Something to be grateful for. All right, so let's see. Can you believe it? It is the first Sunday of July already, and we just had the 4th of July yesterday. Time is like flying like crazy. Did you guys have a nice 4th yesterday?
I had a great 4th.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Nice fireworks show. Hot dogs.
Ooh.
Outside. It was nice.
Did you go to Gasworks?
No. No way. You couldn't pay me to go out there. I just went to a friend's house. She had a nice view of the lake, though. Uh-huh. And we just hung out there.
Yeah.
Nice.
I pretty much, my tradition is I stay home with my animals on the 4th of July. And in the heat, that was like a double whammy. But I am close enough to Gasworks that I could hear, you can hear and feel all the booms in our neighborhood, but I watched it on TV. I have to say, I thought it was a particularly nice display this year.
It was
better than Gasworks used to have the most exquisite fireworks display when I think it was the Japanese creators were doing it, and they were so exquisitely choreographed with the music and all of that, and then they stopped doing it and someone else took over, and it just wasn't the same. But last night it had feelings of being the same. It didn't have the same energy, but the colors were brilliant, and the songs they picked were different than we're used to hearing, and each song was choreographed so nicely. The fireworks were choreographed with the song so nicely, and the different energy and feeling in each song. I just thought it was really quite lovely, and so it was a good show.
I've never spent 4th of July in Seattle. This is my first.
Oh, really?
So the fireworks show could have been anything to me last night. It was just nice. I enjoyed it.
And, of course, there was only one game in town because the Ivers show doesn't happen anymore, which is probably a good thing for our planet. I mean, we really shouldn't be shooting off these fireworks. It's not good for pollution and all that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah,
but,
downtown,
you know, the kid part
last night,
of us, sure.
It was a mess, just cloud.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not sure how much of the haze over us now doesn't relate to fireworks, but at any rate, it was pretty nice. Annie Golden could do without it. She went down and got in her house down in the basement, said, tell me when it's over. So I did. And but it was nice. Now, look at watching the news last night. They had expected, since there usually are two celebrations, that they expected Gasworks to be absolutely inundated and overrun. But I think they hyped it up so much that a lot of people didn't go, because they said they said they were surprised if they had as many people as usual. I think a lot of people stayed away because they didn't want to be trampled in the crowd, and therefore it wasn't as crowded as it could have been.
Well, that was nice for the people that were there.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, okay, enough of that. It is the first Sunday of July. That means it's Vet Sunday today with Dr. Al Pluckner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program, and the Human Compendium of Articles on the same subject. We will begin Vet Sunday after the bottom of the hour. And let's see, we're going to start with some follow-up and animals in the news. We will, at 10 o'clock... with all the heat we're going, we're going to run my summer tip, and which particularly covers hot weather and how to deal with your animals in the heat and what to do if your animal's overheated. So please pay attention for that. About 10:50, current events as usual, and I'm just alerting you now that we are not having a new Pet of the Week this week from King County Animal Care and Control, and that's basically because of the limited hours in operation over the 4th of July weekend. It just was too difficult to arrange. So I will update you on our past animal pets of the week, and we will have a brand new Pet of the Week from King County Animal Care and Control with Nancy McKinney next Sunday. And then we do have the prize closet, though, is full, and of course, you know, Sandy takes the keys with her, so last week we didn't have any giveaways, so that means woohoo, our favorite Wagon Tails liver cookies are available for callers today. I mean, we have an extra amount because we didn't give any away last week. Woohoo! And they That's are right. absolutely the best cookies and treats, and they are my drug of choice for dogs now for behavioral and reward motivated training and behavior modification. They are absolutely phenomenal. I like the itty bits, the small ones. And so, if you would like to win some Wagon Tails liver cookies, you can call Sandy during the show. I'll give you the phone numbers in a little bit. Also, we ordinarily, because it's Vet Sunday with Dr. Al, we'd ordinarily be giving away Dr. Al's books, Pets at Risk. But the publisher is getting low on books, and until the reprint happens, which it is going to happen, which is good news, we are giving away copies of Ann Martin's very popular book, Food Pets Die For. So you can talk to Sandy if you'd like to get a copy of Food Pets Die For by Ann Martin. And I think that's it. Isn't that our giveaways?
That's our giveaways.
All right. I want to let everybody know about our shows coming up the rest of this month. Well, we'll do our Shelter Rescue Sanctuaries as scheduled the last Sunday of the month. But next week we're doing something by special request. Actually, you know who requested? Robin, Alexis, and Bob Bordnero. Wonderful, you know, Mystic Radio with Robin, Alexis. She has been receiving information, because, you know, she's a very gifted mystic and psychic and channel, has been receiving information about possible earth changes and disaster-related stuff that may be coming around our area. And they asked if we could do a show on disaster preparedness for our animal friends. And, Sandy, we, of course, have done a number of shows.
Yes, we have.
In the past.
And they're a very popular show.
Yeah, yeah, because you have trained, you are a certified animal emergency and disaster responder.
I am.
Through
ears.
Ears. Emergency Animal
Rescue.
Yeah. And that's, what's her name?
Oh, Terry doesn't run that organization anymore.
She
Terry
doesn't.
Chris.
Okay.
No,
Terry Chris, she started it. She's with NOAA, yeah. But anyway, you're all educated in all of that sort of stuff, and you have done these disaster prep shows for us before, and always we've been told that they are the best in detail that anyone's ever heard. So, of course, you'll get the new, revised, updated edition next week with Sandy, so be sure you're here to listen to the show. And the other reason we're doing it again now is because since we are now archiving our shows, we don't have a disaster prep show archived yet. So if we do, we do it again, it will be archived so you can listen to it anytime. So stay tuned for that next week. And special guest joining us, I think it'll be in the third hour of the show next week, Robin Alexis will join us so that she can share with us some of the information that she is receiving about possible earth changes and stuff coming our way. So I'm excited about that. And then 2 weeks from today, that'll be July 19th, for the first time, Kara, Sandy, I don't remember if you were in when I announced this, but for the first time, I can't believe it's been all these years and I've never had her on the show, but Mary Gettin is going to join us in the studio.
I'm so excited.
Well, I just finished yesterday reading her book, Communicating with Orcas. Man. And so I'm wondering, why has it been this long, taking me this long to get her on the air? And it's very similar to the shows we've done with Liz Mitt and Ryan, the gal up in British Columbia that's doing the work with the horses, and the horses are writing these books and communicating, and the incredible information they're bringing through. Well, Mary's book is similar, and some of the information that she's getting has gotten from the whales is absolutely incredible. So you want to be here for the 19th, too, because Mary's actually going to come over and be in the studio with us. And I'm sure we'll be giving away copies of her book and
would be nice.
And talking about what the whales have to say. And it's fascinating and spiritually very profound. So I hope you'll be here for that. All right. And I'm looking at the clock here saying, whoa, we better get busy here. We need to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the first time in this hour. And you go, of course, it is the most important part of the show because without them, there's no us. So please pay attention. Then we'll come back and we will do a lightning fast animals in the news and best good news about animals before we start Vet Sunday. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains all of their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. And they are having an incredible savings celebration good through July 10th up at Jones & Company. They've got just practically everything on sale. Listen to all these foods that have some kind of special or sale. Feel-A-Day, Nutrisource, Halo, Avengers, Royal Canin, Aviderm, Natural Choice, Anova, and let's see, Merrick, Iams, Wysong, Natural Balance, Wellness. It absolutely phenomenal, and they always have so many things on sale. There are also sales in all departments, bird, fish, and rodent supplies, and fish on sale. So, always worth a trip to Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Street in Marysville. Give them a call at 360-658-7817. That's 360-658-7817 at Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
The live call-in show of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis has moved to Wednesdays at 1 p.m. So you can now get your free on-air readings with Metaphysical Mother and Divine Channel Robin Alexis at 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. Robin helps countless people from around the globe to live fuller and more conscious lives. So call her for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio Sundays at noon and Thursdays at 8 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Canada Pet Foods is committed to providing you and your pets the highest quality, all-natural, human-grade holistic products using the finest natural ingredients available, including vitamins and chelated minerals. Canada products are made the Canada way with superior quality in every bag and can. 100% satisfaction guaranteed and 100% nutritionally guaranteed. Check out the new All Life Stages grain-free formula. 80% meat protein, 20% vegetables and fruit, and zero grains. Discover why dogs love Canada. Go to Canada.com for more information.
1150kknw.com, your connection to Alternative Talk. 11:50 a.m.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. All right, we are going to get started with animals in the news and then the best good news about animals. Let's see, in the follow-up department, one item here, and that is the Vancouver, Washington man who stabbed the, slashed the beloved therapy cat at the White Center Men's Rehabilitation Center earlier this year. He pled guilty on Monday to animal cruelty, and the King County Prosecutor's Office is seeking 9 months in jail when he's sentenced on July 17th. So, I guess that's a good thing. Oh, Sandy.
Yes.
An upset in the dog world. You know, it was time for the annual World's Ugliest Dog Contest.
Yeah.
That happens in Petaluma, California. You know, and it's always won usually by a Chinese crested, an old Chinese crested. You know, well, this time it's a boxer mix, a shelter rescue dog, and he's really quite cute. His name is Pabst, but if you look at his face,
hold
there, Valerie. And he just, you know, he looks like
he's cute.
I know, and he just has an underbite. And that's what the owner said. He was surprised. He was happy to get the $1,000 prize. But he was surprised because he said, I don't think he's that ugly. And he really isn't. He's quite cute. So anyway, a cute dog won the ugliest dog contest. Oh, and then you got to wonder. I don't know if you saw the clips on TV, but did you see the hot dog bun eating contest? And this happened on Coney Island in Brooklyn. Three circus elephants, Bunny, Susie, and Minnie, scored a decisive victory over the three human competitors eating at a cross-species eating contest on Friday. The elephants chopped down 505 hot dog buns in 6 minutes. The three humans were only able to eat 143.
That doesn't even make any sense.
No.
Why?
Well, all right. Now, get this. This article surprised me. You may want to follow up and check out the details on this one. Seattle Times, Tuesday, June 30th. The title here of the article, Spokane Area Couple Raise Baby Giraffe at Home. Now, Sandy, you were out of town, so you didn't see that. Now, this is out of Spokane. Now, the very interesting thing is a picture. Look at this baby giraffe. And it's a real... Yeah, now... Hey, folks, living in Japan, they live in Spokane. The Shriners breed and sell animals. And they have a 12,000-acre farm in Klickitat County. They, the biggest sellers to date of their animals, they are wallaroos and... wallaroos, I think they sell more of than anything else. And this young giraffe, it's a little male, and they're getting him to breed with the offspring of the other giraffe that they have. And let's see, animal breeders say there are fewer than 350 giraffes in zoos in private possession in the United States. This just so totally surprises me. As far as the Shriners know, Spokane County has no ordinance stopping them from keeping these animals. And that's because, like, the giraffe is not a carnivore, which is the one concern the county and states have and legislate controlling. So because they're ruminants and eat, you know, leaves and grain, they're not controlled. Doesn't that sound strange? Now, it looks like the photograph here and the interview with the couple, it sounds like they're nice people and they take good care of these animals, but I didn't think you could do that. I didn't think you could have these kind of animals and breed them, and I'm not so sure that I'm pleased that they're doing that. Oh, well. And then speaking of wild animals in captivity, this was a sad story. Thursday, Seattle time, pet python escapes, Strangles Girl, 2 years old.
Yeah, I heard that on the
Did show. You have that? That was in Oxford, Florida. Well, let's see. Wednesday's attack is one of at least 12 pet python attacks in the United States in the past few decades. 5 children have been killed by a pet python throughout the country since 1980. Pythons have become more common because of the internet, where online sales have become popular. Online python sales can range from $200 to $500. About 112,000 Asian snakes have been imported into the U.S. since 1990. I mean, how bad would you feel? Your pet python escapes and then strangles your 2-year-old. I mean, that's just, ooh. Oh, now here's another one. Chalk up to tell me something we didn't already know. This article also you can find on SeattleTimes.com. Hangdog behavior might be projection. This is about a recent study done by an Alexandra Horowitz, an assistant professor of psychology at Barnard College in New York. She conducted the study, and it was published in the July issue of Journal Behavioral Processes. What she did is study dogs. People coming home and saying their dogs show guilt because they got into trouble and chewed something up. She set up this study with 14 owners and their dogs, a bunch of different breeds and mixed breeds, and then the owners were to leave the dog in a room with a biscuit, and they were to tell their dogs to leave the biscuit alone, and then they left the room. And then when they came back, they were told whether the dog left the biscuit alone or whether he ate the biscuit. And the dogs that ate the biscuit, then the old owner scolded them. And then so the results of this, what happened was that the dogs that didn't eat the biscuit and were, because they didn't tell the owners the truth. Sometimes they told them the dog ate the biscuit when it didn't. And those dogs, when they were scolded, looked even more guilty than the ones that did. And anyway, the bottom line of the whole study was that, gee, you know, the dogs are not really acting guilty. They're really responding to cues they pick up from their owner and what their owner is thinking and feeling and all this kind of stuff. It's like, hello, Sandy. We've been teaching that for 30 years.
Well, I mean, what's...
It's like, why spend all the money doing
right.
You know, and all these studies to... could have told them that a long time ago.
I'm sure there were no basset hounds in that study.
I don't know.
Because that dog, the bassets were going to eat no matter what.
Well, and then this last one. What won't they think of yet? Prison guards intercept carrier pigeon with a cell phone. This is in San Paolo. I mean, the inmates are getting pretty clever, and they're having their friends attach cell phones to carrier pigeons, and the pigeons fly the phones into the prison. Well, I don't know. Anyway, kind of strange. Okay, that kind of does it for animals in the news that we've got to do now. The best good news about animals. Woohoo!
That was good, Val.
Yeah.
That was right on cue.
Thank you.
Gary did good.
Well, this isn't my first time with you, Martha.
That's right. You've been here before. Okay. All right. Now, this is going to have to be real quick because we're behind schedule here. But there's several good news. And now the first good news I pulled out was actually from last Sunday's Seattle Times, the cover page of the real estate section, putting out the welcome mat for pets. Apparently, with this economy, people renting, you know, apartments and houses and stuff are really relaxing their requirements for renters. You know, it's been very difficult to find a place to rent if you have animal friends. Well, that apparently is not the issue or a problem anymore. And it's a very good article on renting with pets and a lot of good suggestions and how to be a good renter with pets and so forth. So if you are or know someone that's looking to rent with pets, last Sunday's Times in the real estate section, check out that article. It's a very good article. All right, we've got a few good things. Isn't it interesting that a federal judge on Tuesday struck down the Bush administration's change to a rule designed to protect the northern spotted owl from logging in national forests? The The judge said the Forest Service failed to take a hard look at the environmental impacts of changing the rule to make it easier to cut down forest habitat of species such as the spotted owl. It involved 193 million acres of national forest. You know, we were upset when that happened, but the good news is that has now been overturned. This is the quote says, quote, "I am hopeful that this is the last nail in the coffin to President George W. Bush's assault on our public forests," said Pete Frost. He's an attorney for the Western Environmental Law Center in Eugene. Well, we hope so, too. Oh, and let's see, there was something else on that. Oh, remember, Sandy? I talked about those Jogmongo earthworms over in eastern Washington? And fans of the giant Palouse earthworm are once again seeking federal protection for the rare, sweet-smelling species that spits at predators. They filed a petition Tuesday with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service requesting the worm be placed on the endangered species list. The worm has been seen only 4 reported times in the past 110 years.
Oh, my goodness.
But supporters contend it is still present in the Palouse, a region of about 2 million acres of rolling fields in Idaho and Washington. The worm, get this, Valerie, I don't know, the worm can get 3 feet long, is white in color, and reportedly possesses a unique lily smell. It's the largest and longest-lived earthworm in North America.
Could you imagine the robin that could pull that one out of the ground?
Yeah, I don't.
That's amazing.
In 1897, the worm was described as very abundant in the region, but sightings are rare. The last confirmed sighting was on May 27, 2005, by a University of Idaho researcher. I think that's what we reported on in the news.
Right.
That was in the news when that was, so it was 2 years ago, or in 05. So there you go. Anyway, they're going to seek endangered species protection. And, this is another really good news. We've talked about this before. Nearly all of the abandoned fishing nets in Puget Sound that kill marine animals and damage habitat will be removed with the help of $4.6 million in federal stimulus money. So at least some of the stimulus money is going to go for good stuff. And because since 2002, they've removed 1,200 abandoned fishing nets, but they figure there's about 3,000 more. Just can't imagine what a mess it must be down there. And they expect to employ 40 people and complete the net removal over the next 18 months. So that's really good. Then also there was a picture, tree kangaroos are back at the zoo. Now, I'm not sure how good the news this is, but at least it's a conservation project. An 8-year-old male marks the return of the endangered Matchie's tree kangaroos in Seattle's Woodland Park Zoo as a conservation ambassador for the zoo's tree kangaroo conservation program. So, and the winner of the best good news about animals, and I got this one online, the blues are back. Butterfly species reborn 30 years after extinction. Now, I can't show this to you folks at home, but look at this photograph of this incredible blue butterfly. They're a beautiful, bright blue with a purple trim.
Wow.
All around. Isn't that gorgeous? Absolutely.
That is incredible.
My color butterfly, I'll tell you that.
Wow.
And 30 years ago, it was officially declared extinct in Britain. And the beautiful large blue butterfly has made an astonishing return. Around 20,000 will be flitting through the countryside this summer as a result of reintroduction efforts. It's one of the world's most threatened species and one of the most choosy. And they live on grassy, grazed hillsides and meadows where a particular sort of red ant makes its home. But changes in farming techniques meant the sort of habitat began to disappear until the last native large blue died out in 1979. Now Great Britain has done a great job of restoring the habitat. turning it back into farmland. And then they imported some of these blue butterflies from Sweden and let them loose in the restored fields. That the scheme has been so successful, there are now more large blues than there were in Britain in 1950. Now, get this. I thought you'd all find this fascinating. Listen to the survival of the cleverest. The large blue butterfly has one of the cleverest breeding strategies in the animal kingdom. It begins in June when females lay their eggs on the buds of wild thyme flowers. Caterpillars emerge from the eggs after 1 or 2 weeks and feed off the flowers. Then they venture into the open and release the scent of a red ant grub. The ants pick up the caterpillars with their jaws and carry them to their nest because they think they're missing, they're their babies. They think they're their own ant babies. Inside the nest, the ants stroke the antenna of the caterpillar to produce a sweet milky liquid called honeydew, which the ants eat. But soon after, the caterpillar seeks out the colony's nesting chambers and starts to feed off ant eggs and grubs. 10 months later, the adults emerge from the nests, find the nearest tall grass, and climb to the top where they pump blood into their wings and flutter away. Any one of 5 species of red ant will adopt a large blue caterpillar, but the butterfly only survives in the nest of one, which is the name, which is a long scientific name. Isn't that amazing? Mother Nature is amazing. All right, so that wraps up the best good news about animals. We're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors while Sandy gets Dr. Al on the line, and then we begin Vet Sunday. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Is your website representing your business the way you want it to? Is it using the best the internet has to offer? If your answer is no to either of these questions, and pay close attention, Academy of Spirit is offering a special sale on their website review package. They will help your business grow by bringing out the true spirit of your business through your website. Get video working for you right away. This $150 video special includes their staff reviewing your site and suggesting where and how video and other website upgrades may increase your search engine exposure. Then they will record and edit up to 3 short videos for your website. Bring the spirit of your business to life through your website and do it today. Only a limited number of opportunities are available. Academy of Spirit, your multimedia services resource. Go to academyofspirit.com/special or call today, 425-398-8011. That's 425-398-8011.
Join Sports Tangle every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m. right here on 1150 AM. Brian Abker, Brian Bacon, Matt Zarter, and Gary Hill bring unique, entertaining, and thoughtful perspectives on Northwest sports and beyond. Visit sportstangle.com for more information. That's Sports Tangle every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m.
Wagon Tails Liver Cookies, healthy, handmade treats for your dog that offer a heart full of love in every bite. Wagon Tails Liver Cookies are made with only the highest quality human certified ingredients that come from a local meat market and restaurant supply companies. They never use byproducts, wheat, corn, soy, or products with hormones or antibiotics. And dogs absolutely love them. Go to WagonTailsCookies.com to order this fabulous treat and read the heartwarming story about Willow, the inspiration for Wagon Tails Cookies.
Remember, you're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're on the downside of our first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. But you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. All right, it is Vet Sunday today on Animal World, and phone lines are now open. So you want to jot these numbers down so you can call us during the show. They will be open for the rest of the show until noon today, and there are several reasons why you might want to call us. A, if you have an animal or human medical care question for Dr. Al, he's here and he's free, and we would love to hear from you with your animal or human medical care questions. If you would like to raid the Animal World Prize Closet, we've got Wagon Tails liver cookies available to you. And if you've already won Wagon Tails liver cookies from us and would like to purchase off of Barb's website, we can give you 10% discount coupon, so you can get a discount off of your purchase as well. And we have copies of Ann Martin's book, Food Pets Die For. So give us a call. Here are the numbers. Jot these down so you have them handy. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. If you are out of our local calling range, long-distance callers may call us toll-free at 1-888-298-KKNW. That's 888-298-KKNW. 5569. Now, you also can send us an email while we're in the studio here, and our live email address is real simple, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And Valerie is checked out on the way. She knows how to get those emails and print them for us. So send us your questions or comments or give us a call. Right now, it is time to welcome back to Animal World Dr. Al Pluckner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, The Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program, and the Human Compendium of Articles on the same subject. Good morning, Dr. Al.
Morning, Martha.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Happy day after the 4th.
Yeah, did you have a good 4th of July?
I actually worked. They had me at the hospital for half a day, and it was good.
So you were being a vet.
He lies to me in a bed, which I enjoy. I love him anyway. It was a nice fourth for me. It's a nice way to spend it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, so, well, you enjoy working, and we're glad that you do. But now, I'm curious, on the 4th, did you have any firework-related injuries or problems with animals related to the 4th of July come in?
Not really. It was funny. Most of the people called in advance because they realized there could be a problem and wanted to do a preventative number. And it was interesting. Most of them wanted to, since they're used to the practice tranquilizers, which is fine.
Right.
But again, none of them had realized that you could put a oily substance in the ear, whether it's an ear ointment or mineral oil, and that'll deaden the tympanic membrane and really reduce the noise level for that patient without a tranquilizer.
Yeah, we use that tip now. In fact, I told everybody about that last week. We've been reminding them because that got that great tip from you, that if you have an animal, especially a dog, you know, it's got a fear of loud noises, you can put, you know, a little mineral oil or baby oil or ear ointment. I just use Annie's regular McKillop's, you know, ear ointment.
Well, I like the ointments because they're a little bit thicker and they even reduce the sound more so. And again, if you know you've got an incoming storm and you're afraid of thunder, go ahead and medicate the ear. It's no big deal. And then when you're done, if you want to just Q-tip them out, you can do that.
Yeah,
in the ear, you know?
So an oily substance in there will actually really, really deaden the sound, huh?
Yeah, it'll lean up against the tympanic, the eardrum.
Now, I know Sandy, since you told us that, Sandy has shared that with a lot of our listeners, you know, around the country and so forth, and she's gotten reports back. What a huge difference.
Well, good, you know, because I'm like you, I'm kind of anti-medication.
Yeah.
It hasn't. And, again, sometimes you can just take a decent dose of the tranquilizer, antihistamine, chlorotrimetan, Benadryl, stuff like this, which causes lethargy anyway, and the combination of that plus the ear treatment seems to be, I think, a lot safer, you know, especially in older animals where you're not sure what the effects of the tranquilizer will be. And,
so you're saying, did you say use a little Benadryl instead of a tranquilizer?
Yeah, they use an antihistamine, sure, chlorotrimetan, chloramphenamine, you know.
And that's okay to give to a dog?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. That's what your dermatologists use for allergies. And it really doesn't, I don't think, cut down on the allergic reaction, but what it does is it usually makes the animal tired enough that they don't scratch.
So they're just too tired to scratch. I see.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, antihistamines are fairly safe. You know, the people can check with their own veterinarians as to a recommended dose.
No, what about with cats? Would you give that stuff to cats?
Cats are a little bit different. I don't there have been very, very few cats that have reacted, you know, that I've come in contact with.
Yeah, cats don't seem to have the same problems.
Dogs do, but cats really don't. I don't think I've ever medicated a cat for being afraid of loud noises.
I'm just wondering, Sandy, are you, I can't tell if she, I don't think she's on the phone, but maybe you can pick up here. Yeah, Sandy, do you have ointment in your ears? Can you put on your headset and remind me, I think Sandy's joining us now.
Yes.
Do you, you have shared Dr. Al's trick about that ointment, the oily stuff in the ears.
I have.
Over the years since Al told us about that. Remind me, because I remember, and I think it was someone you knew, a Basset or a Dachshund or something, that was really in trouble. I think it was in Florida or something.
Right. It was a thunderstorm.
Yeah. Tell us about that.
It was a Basset Hound, and this dog would actually pant, pace and vomit. The dog was so frightened, it would, no matter what she did, and it seemed like when the vet gave her all kinds of tranquilizers, which took a long time to work, the storm was over by the time it would work.
Uh-huh.
And you know, and then the dog was out of it for a couple days. I totally suggested the exact same thing that I said, you know, try something that's not going to knock the dog out so badly. You know a storm's coming. Give some Benadryl and put, you know, mineral oil in her ears, just a couple drops, and massage it down in so it covers the eardrum. That dog was like a different dog.
Really?
Totally like a different dog. Now, that doesn't work for everybody, because I know somebody else that tried it, and it helped the dog a little bit, but not much. But, boy, I'll tell you, when it helps, it's dramatic. It's absolutely dramatic.
All right. So, Dr. Al, we're spreading your tip around, and it is helping people.
You know, hopefully it's going to help people.
Yeah, and then, of course, we all the month of June, we run my 4th of July tip and how to condition fears out of your animal friends, and that helps as well. Now, it also relates, of course, to this endocrine immune imbalance that Dr. Al has discovered, because it affects thyroid function, and I have found an improperly functioning thyroid will also, you know, create extreme and irrational fears for our animals. And I think you found that too, of course, Dr.
Exactly.
Al.
Yeah, thyroid. Yeah,
with this imbalance,
high estrogen.
We get aggression or fear in these animals.
Correct, exactly.
But so these are things that come. And speaking of that, now we're gonna take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour. But as we continue, we're gonna talk to Dr. Al. For anybody that's new, doesn't know about this imbalance, we'll talk about the imbalance and what it's all about. But what I want to kind of focus on as we get into the show, because it's really, I got really frustrated this month, in fact, and I may tell you about it. I mean, I actually lost a client over this, Sandy, which I'm sorry to say, I didn't handle it very well. But it's very frustrating when, you know, animals most likely have this imbalance that Dr. Al has discovered, and it becomes very difficult to get them proper veterinary care, because so many veterinarians are closed to doing the testing or the treatment, and it also can be quite costly, depending on how much the vets mark up the lab tests and all of that. I want to kind of focus on the things that folks can do if you can't afford, you know, to test your animals, if you can't afford to go through all of this, what things we can do, because there's certainly a lot, like food and how food affects the behavior and this imbalance, and then discovering more and more kinds of food that actually have estrogen in them. So if you know that and can control that or avoid feeding those foods, it can make a big difference. So I want to talk a bit about that. So anyway, hold on, everybody. We're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors and more Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Now, it's always worth a trip to Jones & Company because they've always got a ton of stuff on sale, and they have this big celebration savings going on until July 10th. And the other reason all the time to go there is to join their preferred customer club. Make sure that you do that when you're there. You get your little card. And it's like a grocery store card, and they scan it when you come in. It keeps track of what you buy, and you spend so much, you get a discount. If you're buying canned food, you buy so many, you get some free. And on dry food, if you're buying dry food for your dogs or your cats, you buy 10 bags, and then the 11th one is free. So that's a heck of a deal because you get the same size you've been buying. So it could be a large bag of dog food. Anyway, certainly makes it worth it to make a trip to Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Street in Marysville. Give them a call at 360-658-7817. That's 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Call the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Vasily is blowing the doors off traditional talk radio. Get ready for powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in, and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Listen to the Dr. Pat Show Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to noon on AM 1150, KKNW, and visit thedrpatshow.com.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It is Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Plechner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program. And Dr. Al will be with us here for the rest of the show. Our phone lines are open if you have animal or human medical care questions for Dr. Al, or if you'd like to invade our prize closet, we've got Wagon Tails liver cookies available for you, as well as copies of Food Pets Die For and Martin's book. Phone numbers 425-373-5527 is local, and toll free is 888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email anytime while we're in the studio to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All right, Dr. Al. You have been a practicing veterinarian for a very long time.
Yes, I have. And you know what happened recently, which I think would be of interest to you?
Yeah.
I was asked to do a radio program out of San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
A gentleman named Jeff Renz, R-E-N-S-E. And he's got a web, that.com, and what he's done is got a real, real, real great response to the, you know, what you've been talking about, what you've done for over 6 years with me. And he apparently is going to do a Dr. Al Plechner column.
Oh, on his website?
On his website. And this David Spangenberg, who has another huge website on options, has done just a great article that actually appears on my opinions button, the first thing, if people go to the web. And so these are kind of some new updates with, you know, kind of what you've been doing for 25 years.
Oh, okay. You know? Well, let's, folks, if you'd like to pursue or check out what Dr. Al's talking about, write down Dr. Al's website, www.drplechner.com. drplechner, PLECHNER.com. And then once you enter his website, on the home page, there's a bunch of links on the left-hand side of the home page. And you're talking about clicking on the opinion button?
Yeah. Yes, and it'll be the first article on that.
Yeah, so on the if you click on the opinion button, you'll find this article that was written by David Spangler about Dr. Al's work. And then after that, there's some really neat comments written by some of your clients about experiences they've had with their animals. And this imbalance and the treatment.
Right.
So
and hopefully it'll all help, you know.
Okay, and then you were talking about you did a radio show down there in California.
Right, jeffrenz.com.
Okay, that his website. So that would be www.jeff, J-E-F-F.
Right.
Ren, how do you spell the last name?
R-E-N-S-E.com. And he does a prolific, he's got a wonderful website.
So Rense, R-E-N-S-E?
S-E, yeah, Rense.
So Jeff Rense, R-E-N-S-E.com. And so you say he's going to put up something about your work on his website as well?
Yeah, he's going to actually do a column. I'm going to send him, I've already sent him four articles, and I'm not sure that anything's up yet. And he's going to just keep putting more articles, you know, as I do them, which will be nice because he has a tremendous list of listeners. If you go, he gets like 2,600 hits a day, and so it's getting the information out finally, you know, in spite of my profession, if you will. So, you know,
well, that's what it has been very frustrating because I've been following your work since your first book came out, and that was in the 1980s, and then this Pets at Risk book came out, I think in 2003, if I'm not
mistaken. I think it was 2003.
Yep, 2003, in the fall of 2003. So you did your first show with us here that was the first Sunday of December, 2003.
Right.
And you have been a regular on the show ever since because it just seems silly to be talking about how to deal with symptoms when we could actually get to the root cause of chronic disease and illness and a lot of behavior problems, aggression and fear in our animal friends.
Right.
And it has been an enlightening experience, but it also has been quite frustrating. I'm feeling particularly grateful that we have a few vets in our area that have been open-minded enough to really look at your work and realize that it has merit and it does work. So we do have vets in our area that we can go to have the testing done and get the treatment. But there are certainly people in a lot of other areas that don't have access to vets that are open. And it's quite frustrating. I mean, there's one story or comment on that opinion button on your website where, you know, the poor guy is very frustrated trying to get help for his cat.
Ken Collier, yeah, he ended up having to do the own his injections himself. I mean, come on, give me a break.
Yeah, that's an interesting story, and we're actually gonna talk to him and hear the whole story. I think next month.
Are you good?
On his bed,
the guy that refused to give the shots now said he would give the shots, even though he doesn't believe.
Yeah, but it's a very frustrating, and I had a real frustrating experience this month as well. At any rate, we are out of time for the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, so we're going to put Dr. Al on hold. We're going to close out this hour and then run our summer and hot weather tip. Please pay attention. We don't want your animal friends to get in trouble in this heat. And then as Animal World continues more with Dr. Al, we'll talk about this basic endocrine immune imbalance and what it's all about. And we've got open phone lines. Prize Closet is open, and we would love to hear from you. And you can call us with medical care questions, whether you think they relate to this endocrine immune imbalance or not. Dr. Al is a great veterinarian, and you heard his wonderful tip for dealing with fears of loud noises that really